nation and slain the noblest prisoner of the Goths. And now at last, laden with honor's spoils, returns the good Andronicus to Rome, renowned Titus, flourishing in arms. Let us entreat by honor of his name, whom worthily you would have now succeed, and in the capital and senate's right, whom you pretend to honor and adore, that you withdraw you and abate your strength, dismiss your followers, and as suitor should, plead your deserts in peace and humbleness.
How fair the tribune speaks to calm my thoughts.
Marcus Andronicus, so I do affy in thy uprightness and integrity, and so I love and honour thee and thine, thy noble brother Titus and his sons, and her to whom my thoughts are humbled all, gracious Lavinia, Rome's rich ornament, that I will here dismiss my loving friends, and to my fortunes and the people's favour commit my cause in balance to be weighed.
Friends that have been thus forward in my right, I thank you all, and here dismiss you all, and to the love and